Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure reading God's Word with you. Today is Saturday, November 9th. Happy Saturday! I hope you're having a wonderful day as we read God's Word together. We're in 1 John chapter 4 today, which is signs of the Spirit, and this is the last day we'll focus in on the Holy Spirit. One thing I've noticed is many of these passages about the Holy Spirit also speak about love, which should be one of the core things that we as Christians focus on. And so I just think that's really neat. In today's passage, John addresses the issue of false teaching. There were people who were coming among the Christian communities, many of them Gnostics, people who didn't believe that Jesus really came in the flesh. And he's going to mention the Holy Spirit and the one way that we can know if their message from these teachers came from the Holy Spirit is if they really believe that Jesus came in the flesh. Then we'll move on to read about the fact that love is a mark of all of God's people. And that makes sense because we see love displayed for us most fully in Jesus our Lord. And then we move to a section where we can have assurance and confidence in God's love for us in Christ. I'm reading from the paraphrase called The Living Bible. Dearly loved brothers, don't always believe everything you hear just because someone says it's a message from God. Test it first to see if it really is. For there are many false teachers around, and the way to find out if their message is from the Holy Spirit is to ask, does it really agree that Jesus Christ, God's Son, actually became man with a human body? If so, then the message is from God. If not, the message is not from God, but from one who is against Christ, like the Antichrist you have heard about, who is going to come. And his attitude of enmity against Christ is already abroad in the world. Dear young friends, you belong to God and have already won your fight with those who are against Christ, because there is someone in your hearts who is stronger than any evil teacher in the wicked world. These men belong to the world, so quite naturally they are concerned about worldly affairs, and the world pays attention to them. But we are children of God. That is why only those who have walked and talked with God will listen to us. Others won't. That is another way to know whether a message is really from God. For if it is, the world won't listen to it. Dear friends, let us practice loving each other. For love comes from God. And those who are loving and kind show that they are the children of God and that they are getting to know him better. But if a person isn't loving and kind, it shows that he doesn't know God, for God is love. God showed how much he loved us by sending his only Son into this wicked world to bring us eternal life through his death. In this act, we see what real love is. It is not our love for God, but his love for us when he sent his Son to satisfy God's anger against our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us as much as that, we surely ought to love each other too. For though we have never yet seen God, when we love each other, God lives in us and his love within us grows even stronger. And he has put his own Holy Spirit into our hearts as a proof to us that we are living with him and he with us. And furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now tell all the world that God sent his Son to be their Savior. Anyone who believes and says that Jesus is the Son of God has God living in him, and he is living with God. We know how much God loves us because we have felt his love and because we believe him when he tells us that he loves us dearly. God is love, and anyone who lives in love is living with God, and God is living in him. And as we live with Christ, our love grows more perfect and complete. So we will not be ashamed and embarrassed at the day of judgment, but can face Him with confidence and joy because He loves us and we love Him too. We need have no fear of someone who loves us perfectly. His perfect love for us eliminates all dread of what He might do to us. If we are afraid, it is for fear of what He might do to us and shows that we are not fully convinced that He really loves us. So you see, our love for Him comes as a result of His loving us first. If anyone says, "I love God," but he keeps on hating his brother, he is a liar. For if he doesn't love his brother who is right there in front of him, how can he love God whom he has never seen? And God Himself has said that one must love not only God, but his brother too. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. That was such an encouraging passage for me. One, the reminder that Jesus Christ did come in the flesh. And if people said they did that He didn't, well, they're coming from the Antichrist. They're coming from the group that is trying to lead us astray. And then all the talk about love. It's easy to talk about love, hard to do it. Just praying that the Lord will transform our hearts and help us to live in a way in line with who He is. Let me see. I wanted to go back and read one of these verses to you. Verse 16. We know how much God loves us because we have felt His love and because we believe Him when He tells us that He loves us dearly. God is love, and anyone who lives in love is living with God, and God is living with him. Verse 13 also reminds us, He has put His Holy Spirit in our hearts as a proof to us that we are living with Him and He with us. And so that promise of God dwelling with us through His Spirit is such an amazing one. And then finally, I just want you to hold on to this great message that God loves us perfectly. And in His perfect love, He eliminates all dread that we can have of the punishment that is due to us, but the punishment which Jesus Christ our Lord took on Himself so that we could flourish and have everlasting life. You may hear some drilling in the background. Just remember that that means progress. We're doing a lot of work in the library area and on the second floor, which is above my office. As we end the podcast today, I want to pray over the second half of the C names in our fellowship. And remember, if you listen to the podcast, but you're not a member of Mountain Brook Baptist just yet, if you'll send me your last name, we'll add you to the list. Will you pray with me? Father, help us to have guardrails on our faith, where we're reminded of the good and right and beautiful message that You, Jesus Christ, came down to be one of us and that You lived a perfect life. You fully obeyed God. You died on our behalf and You rose again. Thank You, Lord, for Your resurrection glory. And we pray for that same resurrection hope in the lives of those around us today. We also want to lift up to You the names of family units in our church. Pray Your blessings upon them today. And so in this regard, we pray for these families. Cooper, Coppage, Quartz, Koshat, Cotton, Cox, Crane, Creighton, Crenshaw, Cribs, Crow, Cry, Cunningham, Curly, Curry, and Curry. And Father, I ask that You would help us as a fellowship to lift these names to You, to lift those that we know that represent these names, and would you bless and keep them in your watch care. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.